Title: Double Drop Inspired Tension, with Lev 12 Stock Packs Advanced. Alright, let's build that double drop feeling inside one Ableton Lev 12 project, using only stock devices and stock packs, and doing it like an arranger, not like someone just stacking layers until the CPU melts. The goal today is tension that escalates over 16 to 32 bars, then a drop that lands like two tunes just got slammed together by a DJ but it still sounds clean. That's the whole game. Controlled overload. Maximum hype. Minimum mod. First, quick framing. A real double drop is usually two tracks hitting their drops at the same time, but in production, you can fake that vibe by creating two distinct drop identities inside your song. Identity 1 is your engine room, rolling bass, tight drums, very stable. Identity 2 is the other tune, the hook layer, different toppers, a different rhythmic attitude. The tension comes from teasing Identity 2 before it fully arrives, lining up phrases so the listener's body feels what's coming, and then opening the gates at the exact bar where it matters. Let's set up the project so this behaves like DJ phrasing. Set tempo to 174 BPM, meter 4/4. In arrangement view, set the grid to 1 bar and use fixed grid so you can move sections cleanly. Now drop in locators so you're thinking in phrases, not vibes. Put markers at bar 1 for intro, 17 for build, 33 for drop A, 49 for mid or variation, 65 for tension and tease, 81 for double drop, and 97 for outro. That bar math matters. DNB loves 16-bar sentences. If you land your big moments on 33, 49, 65, 81, it feels like a DJ set even if nobody ever touches a crossfader. Now let's build the two identities in a way that they can stack without fighting. Start with drop A. We're going to split bass into sub and mid, because you want one true sub and everything else to stay out of its way. Make a sub track, load operator, oscillator at a sign, then add a short pitch envelope, so the sub speaks on small speakers and punches through the kick, without getting louder. Keep it subtle. Amount somewhere around 6 to 12, decay around 80 to 120 milliseconds. After operator, add utility and set width to 0%. This is non-negotiable. Mono sub is how you get weight that translates. Then EQ 8 if needed, and keep it clean. If you have extra upper harmonics, low pass gently around 90 to 120 HC. The sub should feel like a foundation, not a character. Now AMID bass track. Use Waveatable for speed and grit, or operator if you're going purist. In Waveatable, start with a Sosh table, then add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices. We're not doing a trance super saw, we're adding width and movement up in the mids. Put auto filter after it, low pass 24 dB slope, and give it some drive. Maybe 2 to 6 dB. Tiny envelope modulation is enough to make it talk. Then add saturator with soft clip-on, drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, and then EQ 8 to high pass around 120 to 180 HC so the mid-bass never bullies the sub. Teacher note, this is one of the biggest pro vs amateur separators. The sub doesn't compete for personality. The mid-bass doesn't compete for weight. They each have a job. Now drums for drop A. Create a drum rock and pull a tight DNB kick and a snappy snare from the core library or stock packs. Build a classic two-step foundation. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Then add hats for momentum, ghost notes for funk, and keep the groove rolling. Group your drum tracks and treat the group like a drum boss. Add drum boss first. Drive around 5 to 15%, keep boom cautious, like 0 to 10 and add transient punch. Then glue compressor, ratio 2:1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Finish with EQ 8, clean anything ugly, maybe notch a ring in the snare, and roll off sub rumble below 30 HC if you're getting unnecessary junk. Drop A's goal is simple. It should already feel like a complete drop even before we add anything from drop B. Now drop B, your hook identity. You've got two main stock approaches. One is simpler with a stab or chord hit from a stock pack. Put it in classic mode, shorten decay so it's punchy, and you can add a little pitch envelope for snap. The other is Waveatable for a resish mid. Two oscillators, slight detune, maybe a touch of FM or warp for hair. Add redux very lightly if you want crunchy top-end stress, but keep it tasteful because it adds density fast. Then put hybrid reverb on the hook, short room or plate, because we want space without washing the drop. Add echo for rhythmic throws, like 1/8 or dotted 1/8. And for alternate toppers, bring in a shaker loop, hats, maybe even an Amen-style ghost layer but tucked behind the clean drums. Important, high-pass these toppers. Auto-filter or EQ 8, get them up around 200 to 400 HC so they live as texture, not weight. And you can whiten them with utility to 120 to 160%, but do not widen low mids. If it feels huge but blurry, you went too low with the width. Now we arrange drop a first, so we have a baseline. Go to bars 33 to 49 and build 16 bars of drop A. Make the first 4 bars slightly simpler. Less hat density, fewer fills. Then around bar 41, start adding energy, more hat to tail, a small bass variation, maybe a tiny rhythm change. Add micro fills one bar before phrase ends, like bar 40 and bar 48. Think quick snare fill, a kick dropout, a reverse cymbal, or a tiny bass mute, just enough to mark the phrase without derailing the roll. Automate a couple subtle moves over these 16 bars, mid-bass filter opens slightly, and drum bus drive creeps up like 1 or 2%. We're not doing EDM super sweeps. This is the room is heating up automation. Now the main tension trick, teasing drop B before the double drop. The classic place is bar 65 to 81, your tension and tease section. You're going to introduce elements from drop B, but filtered, incomplete, and intentionally frustrating. It should feel like the DJ is nudging that other tune in, not fully committing. Here's a great discipline rule, only let the hook play every 2 bars, and leave silence after it. Call and response with negative space. That silence is tension. If your tease is constant, it's not a tease. It's just the drop, early. Now make this easier by creating a dedicated processing path. Group all drop B tracks into a group called drop B. On that group, build a tension mode chain. First auto filter. Use high pass 12 or 24 dB. Start cutoff around 250 to 500 HC, higher if it's still too full. During the tease, keep it filtered so it feels like it's outside the room. Then later we're going to slam it open at bar 81. Next EQ 8. Cut a little honk around 200 to 350 if needed, and maybe a gentle shelf up top around 5 to 10k if you want the tease to be airy and ghostly. Then utility. Push width wide, like 140 to 170%, again to make it feel outside the speakers. Then hybrid reverb around 15 to 30% wet with a short decay. The tease should smear a bit, like it's coming through a club system from another room. Then a compressor with side chain from the kick or full drums. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. This is a secret DJ mix trick. The hook breathes with the beat, so it feels like two tunes coexisting. Now, tension isn't only about adding risers. A double drop feels massive because the last 8 bars before it are controlled. So we're going to build a density ladder from bar 73 to 81, from 73 to 77. Reduce drum density slightly. Mute one hat layer. Remove one ghost snare pattern. That sounds backwards, but that's the point. You're creating a vacuum. From 77 to 79, bring in a riser and a snare roll. You can make a riser with operator noise, or use a stock noise riser. A nice stock-only move is operator set to noise, then auto-filter band pass sweeping upward. Add a touch of redux for digital stress, and a limiter so it doesn't spike. For the snare roll, build the classic acceleration, 8th notes to 16th to 30 seconds into the final bar. Keep it tight. If it turns into a blur, turn it down, not up. From 79 to 81, do a fake-out. Cut the kick for half a bar, or do a tape stop illusion with a resampled FX and pitch automation, or use an auto filter plus reverb swell. You're basically telling the listener, wait, wait now. And if you want that DJ chop tension, do a micro cut right before the drop, like at the last beat before bar 81. Automate a utility gain down to negative infinity for a 16th note, then snap it back. It's a tiny silence, but it makes the downbeat feel twice as big. Now we arrive. Bar 81. The double drop moment. Rules for cleanliness. Only one true sub. Mono. The sub from drop A stays in charge. Drop B should mostly be mid and high excitement, not extra sub information. And for cohesion, keep the same core kick and snare from drop A. You can layer drop B toppers, but you don't replace the foundation. That's how it still feels like one track, not two projects fighting. At bar 81. Convert your drop B group from tease processing into impact processing. Slam down the high pass filter cutoff or bypass it. Reduce reverb wet from something like 25% down to 8 to 12% so it stops floating and starts hitting. Reduce width a bit too, like 160 down to 120 or 135, so the hook feels more centered and aggressive. Keep the sidechain compressor on. It prevents hook and snare from arguing. Now we add a parallel impact layer, because that's how you get clash punch without destroying your main mix. Create a return track called Impact. On it, load saturator with drive 3 to 8 dB and soft clip on. Then glue compressor, ratio 4:1, attack 10 milliseconds, release auto and aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Then EQ8, high pass around 25 to 30 HE, maybe a careful bump at 100 to 200 if you need body, and a tiny shelf at 6 to 10K for snap. Then a limiter just catching peaks. Send your drum group and drop B group to impact lightly, like 5 to 12%. Then automate that send so it peaks for the first 4 bars of the double drop, like 81 to 85, and then relaxes. This is a huge pro move. Impact is a moment, not a permanent setting. Now, to make it feel like two tunes colliding, you need arrangement tricks, not more layers. Use staggered motifs. Let drop a bass be the consistent one-bar loop with a two-bar variation. Let drop B hook be a two-bar phrase that lands in punctuated spots, like 81 to 83, then 85 to 87, leaving tiny gaps. Interlock them. Don't wallpaper them. Add call and response via side-chaining from the snare. Put a compressor on the drop B hook and side-chain it from the snare track. Fast attack, medium release, 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Every snare hit carves a pocket, and suddenly the hook and snare feel like they're dancing instead of fighting. And if you want that jungle motion without turning your drums into chaos, add a break shadow. Put a break loop very quiet, high pass it at 250 to 400 HE, add a mild drum bus crunch, and keep it around minus 18 to minus 24 dB under your main drums. You'll feel the movement more than you'll hear it. That's exactly what you want. Now, a couple advanced coach notes that will save you. Think DJ phrasing, not producer stacking. At any given bar, one identity leads and the other supports. If both are equally busy, it reads as clutter, not a clash. Quick self-check. At any moment, can you hum what the listener should focus on? If you can't, your arrangement doesn't know either. Plan energy lanes. Mentally, or with actual automation placeholders, track three things: low-end energy, mid-range focus, and air and density. In the T's, air usually goes up while low-end energy pulls down slightly. At the double drop, reverse that. Low-end returns, hook becomes intelligible, and the air tightens so it hits. Also, don't let the T's resolve harmonically. If your hook has a satisfying cadence, don't give it away early. In the T's, loop only the first half of the motif, or end on a suspended note so the listener doesn't get closure until bar 81. Now do a fast bar 81 proof checklist. This audio version is shortened for playback.